I'm Mina Starziak-Hawk, and this is Mina AF, where I answer all of your questions and you can ask me anything.
Can we talk about money?
Can you still breastfeed with implants?
You're both boss moms.
And I'd love to know the story of how you met.
Literally anything any of you want to hear. Listen as we build a community and get to know each other better.
Let's talk about microdosing. You know that feeling when your body and mind are really at peace, like after a workout or a nice long shower, where you've relaxed, you're focused, and a little energized? It feels just right, like you're in the zone. Well, microdose can help you not only get into that zone easier, but stay there longer. Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. I absolutely love how helpful these gummies are. For me, half a microdose gummy during the day helps me really stay centered and really fresh as I get everything done on my list. And they really help me relax in the evenings as well and just be present and in the moment instead of worrying about things from the day or what I have to do tomorrow. Get 30% off your first order plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. For 30% off and free shipping. Microdose.com, promo code MINAAF. Hey, you guys, welcome back to Mina AF. Happy Tuesday. Hope your Monday wasn't too bad. I've had an interesting morning already. So I've been getting up at 5 and between like the 5 and 6 o'clock hour, like checking emails, get a little work done, having a cup of coffee, like waking up a little more slowly while the kids are still sleeping. So I jotted down a bunch of notes this morning between that 5 and 6 o'clock hour, and now it is 7:45, and I've gotten the kids up, and we've gotten them dressed and sent them off to school, and I'm actually recording this on February 14th, so it's Valentine's Day. And I've already gone through this like huge range of emotions from when I took all these notes this morning and to now, where I've spent the morning with my kids and they've been sweet and loving and reminded me that I don't suck at everything because I'm a good parent. So we're going to come full circle with what I'm talking about here, but I'm going to rewind back to how I was feeling at 5 a.m. because I think just in life, even whether you have kids or not, it's just super relatable. And the reason I started thinking about this again is because a couple weeks ago, we did that episode with Steve talking about negative self-talk, and we're definitely all guilty of it. Like, no matter what, it creeps up. No matter who you are, it creeps up. And since doing that episode, it hasn't gotten any easier. Like, I've just been having a super tough, like, emo time. And see, I'm already back in the feelings. That's how quickly it happens. There's just been a lot of things that I feel like have been just big hits and making me feel like shit and like I'm not doing anything right. And I have a very small but mighty team. Myself, Brittany, who's my, you know, operations everything. She does store stuff. She does construction stuff. She does, keeps me sane stuff. She does all this stuff. And Alexis, who's my store manager and has like taken on so much more. She's been amazing. The three of us got the Two Chicks District Co. online store back launched. And it was a lot of work. It was getting the product in. You have to weigh everything. You have to create the product in Shopify. You have to make everything like function on the website. And before, I had a gal who did like marketing and like our website and computer stuff, and I don't anymore. So we're all kind of like stumbling our way through that. But I was so excited to get the online store up and running again for two reasons. Like, one, it's just exciting. And two, we've been bleeding money setting up the brick and mortar with no money coming in. So that's like, it was just super exciting. Like, okay, online store is launched. We're going to be able to make some sales, get some money in, and feel like everything's going to be okay. And the online store launched, and I think we've had 30 orders since then, maybe. And it's been like 2 weeks. And that's crushing. It just feels like, why did I even do this? Why did I even try? Why did I make Alexis and Brittany do this? Like, it's obviously not working. People obviously don't want it. which is confusing and I don't think is necessarily true because like half of all of our sales from the store and online, like half of it has been online historically. Whatever the reason is, that's still just, I can't get over, like it's 30 orders in 2 weeks. Like we should have had 150 orders the first day. Like that was my expectation and that didn't happen. And I feel like a big, huge failure and I should have just quit. And why do people hate me? And why do they hate the store? And that's where my brain is at for that. And when all that happened, like I'm sure I saw it on Instagram because you see everything on Instagram, but it was some like inspirational quote, meme, something about, you know, think about the people who never try. Like obviously they never fail because they never try. So I was really trying to remind myself, reminding you guys of that, like, are you trying? Because you're for sure never going to fail if you don't try. And I try to think about like all these big swings I've taken and like, yeah, obviously some of them have been big misses, but you can't have a big miss unless you take a big swing and like try something. And I'm not saying the online store is already a failure. I'm saying there's a lot of stuff that I need to learn. Like I don't know how to send out the marketing emails. And I don't know if even it's set up for people, like, are they getting them? Do they even know it's open? A lot of people have told me they haven't. And it's just a reminder of like how many things I don't know how to do well because it's failing because of me, because I don't know how to do this thing, but I also don't have the budget to hire someone to do this thing. So I'm trying to figure it out and I'm feeling very stupid and I don't like that. I'm in a struggle and I'm very much the type where it's like all or nothing in every aspect of my life. Like I either want to do it and be the best at it or I want to quit and never do it again. But there are so many other options in between there. That's not how I'm wired. And so it's like this active thought process. I really have to try to stop saying like so much, you guys. It is, I don't like it. Anywho, I'm really all or nothing. I will jump in the deep end, figure out how to swim. And if I can't, I'm like, I'm never doing that again. But just trying to think that there are so many options in between being the best at fill in the blank and either not doing it or being at the worst. Like semi-professional sports, for example, like those people are all really, really effing amazing at what they do. And they're still not those few hundred elite that are, you know, in the NBA, whatever it is. And that's okay. But I don't feel like it's okay for me. I just don't. And that's been super challenging. And it's just not the example, like how I'm feeling right now is not the example that I want to set for my kids. Like I want my kids to see me try and fail and then try again. So that's kind of where I'm at. And it's not easy. Steve sent out this message on so his HawkFit online like training platform. He has an internal like emailing system and he sends out motivational Monday quotes every Monday. And I obviously get them because I'm in HawkFit. And the one that came through this past Monday, I told him, you need to post that like for everyone to read. I know it's an internal message, but I think it's something that everyone's going to relate to and people would want to hear. So I want to read this message that he sent out to the HawkFit people.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
He said, yesterday afternoon, I had the house to myself for a bit and I was doing some mindless Instagram scrolling and I came across an amazing video. It's this little four-year-old boy who was sitting on a crate wearing some Vans, baggy jeans, and a white tee. And he got a mini guitar out and started playing the song Hotel California by the Eagles because it's on in the background. And then there's a man sweeping the floor behind him. And all of a sudden, this iconic solo in the song comes up and this little man just rips off the solo and a solid like 3-minute finger arching. Don't know what that means, guys. Lots of reaching. It's a hard solo. And about halfway in, the man sweeping turns around and smiles and walks towards the boy, who we now can see is his son. And the dad picks up his guitar, plugs it in, and joins him for the second part of the guitar solo, and they finish together, not missing a single note. It was amazing. And guess what the dad was wearing? Some Vans, a baggy pair of jeans, and a white t-shirt. So who is watching you? Last night, pregame for the Super Bowl, I hear that Christian McCaffrey's dad played in a Super Bowl. His brother was an All-American. His uncle was a world-class athlete. Grandpa was in the Olympics. So is anyone watching you? Do you imagine it's just ironic that musicians and athletes have sons and daughters that continue their legacy in some capacity? No, our kids and our grandkids are watching. So set a positive example in your life to impact their lives in the best way you can, specifically working out and eating healthy. I've asked my son what he wants to be when he grows up, and he says, I want to help people live healthy lives like you and build houses like mom. So again, ask yourself, who is watching me and how can I be a better role model for them? They're always watching us, even when you think they aren't. They are. They see you working out. They see you eating healthy. People who work out have kids who are 80% more likely to work out themselves. You set the pace for your kids and your grandkids' health. And obviously, this is health related, but you see the bigger picture. Like, the point is our kids turn into who we are. Or, you know, they do the exact opposite and rebel. But more often than not, we are their biggest examples. And I'm not being the person to myself that I would want my kids to be to themselves. And, you know, we talked about that a couple weeks ago in that episode with Steve about negative self-talk. So I'm really trying to think through how I can, you know, like, fake it till you make it. Like, keep smiling and eventually you'll be happy. Like, Not that I'm not happy, I am, but just push through like the shitty thoughts because they don't carry nearly as much weight as the good ones. But I have so many other things coming up that I'm just honestly quite terrified for. Like the store, the actual brick and mortar store opens in March, and I have invested all of the money that was left from the old store into making this work. And based on how the online store launched, I am just not wildly optimistic. I'm actually terrified. The podcast, I've talked about this. I love doing the podcast. I love the messages that you guys send. Like, that is literally the only reason I'm still doing it, because to be quite honest, it makes no money. No one is making money. We're all doing this because we believe in it. And it's so frustrating because I want to be able to make it something that I can give so much of my time to because it's important to me, but I only have so much time in the day, and some of that time has to be spent doing things to pay for my house and pay for the food and all those things. And the fact that it's not doing well enough just puts me into that brain space about like, well, why? Like, people don't like it enough. Do they not like me enough? Am I not trying hard enough? Because if I was trying, it would be more successful. Like, I'm just not trying hard enough. So do I quit? Are there levers to pull? Like, have I pulled them? I don't know anything about podcasting. When this started and the conversation started with the advertising agency, I was like, I know how to talk. I can talk for days. I don't know anything else. So I'm going to keep doing what I can do and see. But like, for how long? It just feels amazing that we have like the 12,000 of you that listen religiously to every episode, every week, and send amazing messages. And like, that feels good. And it still feels like I'm not doing enough because everyone's still working for free. So do I quit? Do I keep going? It's just all these things that I'm really struggling with right now. And then to add insult to injury, if you guys follow me on Instagram, my whole bag got stolen that had like my whole life in it. And I hadn't even shared this, but a week before that, I was in someone stole my identity and the store's identity. So they used the store's like tax ID number to open a credit card at Bank of America. And the only reason I found out about this is because a credit card came in the mail to me with the store's name on it. And I was like, I don't bank at Bank of America. Like, this is so weird. So, and then a statement comes that's got probably 60 transactions. So whoever this hustler is probably they got 60 people to Venmo this account money. And it's so sad because some of the Venmos were like Venmo for puppy, Venmo for food. Like, someone thought that they were getting a puppy and they just got swindled using my store's tax ID number. So I was going through this whole process. I brought in everything to prove who I was to the bank so they could fax it directly from there and then could shred the documents. So that meant I had, you know, proof of address. I had my driver's license picture. I had my social security card picture, all these things. And we go through the process, which was just quite underwhelming and has already proven to be unsuccessful because I just got a duplicate of the same paperwork request in the mail. Anywho, I do all that. And before I leave, I ask the guy, I'm like, can you shred all this stuff before I go? And he says, just hold on to it for like another week or so because you might need it. Clearly, he wasn't wrong because they sent the same request for the same paperwork. But I realized yesterday that the copy of my social security card is in my bag that was stolen. And I just broke the F down on the highway driving up to the store because I was like, oh my God, how stupid could I be? And the reason my purse got stolen is because I was just moving too fast. I was sitting, waiting. I was outside our therapist's house. Steve and I were like driving separate because we were coming from different places. So I was working on my laptop and Steve walked up and kind of like tapped the window. So I rolled the window down. I was like, yeah, let me put my stuff away. I'll be right in. And put my laptop away, got out, go into this hour-long therapy session. And I just didn't roll my effing window up. I left my window down because I was just moving too fast. No one even had to break into my car. They just had to walk by it and grab my bag that had all of my credit cards, my laptop that has like all of my passwords saved in it because struggle bus and I just auto-save them. I mean, everything. And I just feel so incredibly stupid. And if I had done things right to begin with, that wouldn't happen. If I had, you know, the Bank of America fraud wouldn't have happened. If I had proper fraud protection or like just... That's where my brain went, like, I'm not doing any of these things well. And it's just, you can see, I'm letting things pile up. They're definitely piling up. And I guess, like, look at it like marbles in two jars. You have the I suck jar and the I'm awesome jar. And every time that something, like, beats me down, something stupid happens, 5 marbles go in the I'm stupid jar. And then every time I get up and I hit the gym and I feel really good about myself, like, 1 marble goes in the I'm awesome jar. Every day I wake up and check the online store sales and feel like a complete failure, 10 marbles go in the I suck jar. And every day my kids do something amazing and I'm proud to be their mom and nothing else matters for that 5 minutes, a marble goes in the I don't suck jar. But you can see the discrepancy. Like, the negative always holds more weight. Like, in life, in social media, we always hold on to the bad so much longer than we celebrate the good. And I think I've mentioned this before, like, because my life's gone so fast the last 10 years, it just hasn't been a priority to celebrate the good. Like, I used to go to a dinner every time we sold a house. Like, the people who were there that were part of the process at the time, whether it was just me and my mom or me and Steve or me and my mom and some friends, whoever it was at the time, we would celebrate every house closing. And I don't know how long it's been since I've done that. And it should be celebrated. And like the fact that the store opened in a pandemic and didn't lose money over 3.5 years, like, not a failure, but it feels like one. And I'm struggling with all of that. And I want to be better about it. And the reason I'm talking about it today is because I want to encourage you guys all to do the same thing. And it's hard. Like, every time I'm inclined to throw a dozen more marbles into the I'm a piece of shit jar, like, what can I do to stop that thought? Like, what can you guys do to stop that thought? What is, like, the thing? And for me, kind of coming back full circle to how I started the episode, like, it's my kids. They are something I know with every ounce of my being that I'm doing well. They are, like, they're so kind. They're loving, but they're really tough. They're so empathetic. Oh, my God, Jack, he's just the most. And they're wild, and they make the shitty marble jar just disappear, usually only for, like, that moment. But sometimes that's just all I need to shake off the funk. And that's what it was this morning. Like, I was feeling super – just super in my feelings about – all the stuff that I'm not doing well. And I was getting Jack dressed for school, and he has a uniform. And usually he just wears, like, the sweatshirt that's one of the sweatshirts that's his uniform. But they have these cardigans that look super preppy. And this is the first time I've ever put the cardigan on him. And I was putting it on him, and he's just so sweet. And he said, "Oh, Mom, I like this new sweater. Are you putting this on me to make me handsome?" And I was like, "Oh, buddy, you're already handsome. Like, no. No, this is just extra cute." And just that, like, he's just so sweet. And I haven't messed that up yet. Like, that makes me feel good. And they're going to Valentine's at their school today. And they're so excited to, like, give these things to these other kids that we put together. And just that reminder that I haven't messed them up, in parentheses, yet. We got plenty of time. But for me, that's what helps me shake it off. So try to think about for yourself, like, what that thing is, and make it an easier reminder. So when you start going down that rabbit hole of, like, I suck and I'm stupid and I'm ugly and everyone hates me and why am I doing this and why do I even try? Like, it's a hard hole to get out of. So figuring out what your thing is that can help you get out of it, I think, is super important. But that's just where I've been lately. I'm struggling. It probably doesn't look that way on Instagram, but, you know, that's not shocking. I didn't post the epic breakdown that I had on the highway about how much of an idiot I was for getting my shit stolen. So dumb. Didn't even have to break in. They didn't even have to try. I just teed it right up for them. But I've gotten up every morning this week at 5 a.m. I've worked out every morning at 6, and I'm in the store every day trying to make it as amazing as possible so it has the best chance of success. I'm up in my little podcast space every week recording, trying to do something that's meaningful for you guys. I'm trying to be a good mom. I'm trying. And I guess the point of today's episode is, you know, no risk, no reward. So if I didn't try, if I didn't do anything, I said this to Steve the other day. I started to say it. Like, I wish things were just simple. And as I was saying it, I was like, no, I wouldn't be happy. Like, I wouldn't be happy with a job that I, you know, what they call it, banker's hours, 9 to 5, clock in, clock out, mentally done at 5. And, like, that's just not the life that I would be happy with. It would make me feel fulfilled. But it also makes it a much more complicated life at times. And I'm just trying to remind myself that a lot of my struggles right now are ones that I think a lot of other people would be like, oh, poor you, you have a store and it didn't sell enough. Like, I don't have a store. I get that. I totally get that. And so it feels like I should just shut the fuck up and stop complaining. But I've taken a lot of big swings and the misses are still hard no matter how many of the other ones have paid off. So be kind to yourself. Be kind to other people. Just try not to judge unless you know for sure what you're judging, which I feel like none of us do anymore. Nothing's real. AI is messing everything up. People aren't even real. But I could go down that rabbit hole forever. So I'm going to try to get back into the place that I felt when I started recording this about being a good mom. I'm going to put my big girl pants on. I'm going to head up to the store. So I encourage you guys to do whatever you need to do to shake off the funk and just remind yourself that you don't suck. You're probably doing a good job. I hope you're doing the best you can. I don't believe that everybody is, but I believe that most people are. So please, you guys, leave something in the show notes you want to chat about. Like I said, I can talk about everything for hours and days and weeks, but I want to make sure that I'm touching on things that are important to you guys. So click the link in the show notes, leave me a voicemail, send a message in on Instagram, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday.